And pretty soon they reach a maturity stage. And when they mature there, it's nice because now they have momentum. They have buildings, they have assets, they have equipment, they have publishing houses, they have universities, they have hospitals. And now they have the tools to get the job done. But unfortunately, what happens when you mature? The greatest temptation is to fall into institutionalization. And when you institutionalize, you begin to be afraid of losing the things that you got. Well, we better not do that because we may lose what we already gained. So let's live to protect everything. We start building fences around our thing and holding hands and building policies and building corporate culture around protecting our assets. Why do we have less mission planes today? Because the risks are too high. If we leave the mission planes out there working, we might risk some of our assets that we hold in Andrews University. We might be in hot water. So we sacrifice the mission as opposed to protecting the assets. That's institutionalization. Do we do that? Oh, all the time. We're solid. We got our feet for 30 years in, or 50 years in it. However, what does that lead to? That leads to death. Organizations that institutionalize begin to die. Are we dying? Everywhere. We're growing here. We're baptizing there. We baptized 30,000, 40,000 people, but the tithing dropped by 1 million. Hold it. What's going on? We have numbers going like this, and finances going like this. It's getting very difficult to keep our institutions alive. So what is the salvation of an institution, or a church, or a group, or an organization that begins to die? The only salvation we have is to go back to our roots. You see, the whole reason for this message today is not to tell a bad condition that we're in. The whole reason is, so if we go back to our roots, we will explode across the world again. It's all about surviving. It's all about accomplishing the mission. Why do we exist as the Adventist people? To have institutions? To be comfortable? No. The reason we exist as a people is for only one reason, and that is to preach the gospel in all the world and tell the world Jesus is coming. Isn't that right? That's the only reason. And if we're not going to do it, we don't really need to exist. We don't. There's no reason. Wait, Jesus loves us. Yeah, that's good. He wants us in heaven, of course. But on the other hand, will He take us to heaven if we're unfaithful? He might take away even that which we have and give it to that who has 5 talents. That's why I was so scared when I turned on the TV and I heard a beautiful message on the Great Controversy. And I heard the right thing about the millennium. And I heard about death. And I heard about the Sabbath. And I heard another series. And when I finally realized, none of those were preached by Adventist preachers. And then when I went to that International Christian Visual Media, and a Baptist minister spoke all week on the sanctuary and how excited he was to discover this new truth, I got scared. You know why? God is not waiting on us anymore. He can't. Time is too short. If His people won't do it, heaven's going to take anybody that's willing, even if they don't know anything, as long as those who are led by the Spirit of Christ are sons of Christ. And there's a lot of people being led by the Spirit of Christ out there. Last Sunday, after preaching at a church in Chicago and having a whole series, Friday night, Sabbath afternoon, Saturday night until 10 o'clock at night, a lot of other people came from other churches and they invited me to go speak at the second largest Pentecostal church in Chicago, and it was electric. They said, please come back, please come back, please come back. And they started pouring money into the project. They are desperate to hear about Jesus coming. You speak in an Adventist church, and we've heard it all our life. Nothing's new. What's new about this weekend? A nice sermon? Or are you going to go home and say, wasn't that great? I loved it. Let's have a good meal. I wasted my time. I would have rather been with my family. But the reason I came here, and the reason I told goodbye, said goodbye to my family for another weekend, another weekend, I'm going to be in Europe 5 months this year. I just preached twice, once in Norway and once in Austria. And I got 5 months of speaking appointments. I can hardly stop. So I'm leaving the kids here, and my wife and I, the youngest one we have at home, he doesn't like to travel. My family's allergic to traveling. They've lived in airplanes all their life. Just leave us here, Daddy. We don't want to go anywhere. But my wife and I are going to go, and we're going to be speaking in a different church every weekend all over Europe. A whole month in Australia, early next year.